Before we talk about indoor track and field and getting that really started, you're coming off a pretty good cross-country season with your men and your women this fall, weren't you?
Yeah, we were really pleased with our cross-country teams. We knew coming into the year that our women would have a chance to be pretty good, and they ended up getting an auto qualifying mark. And probably the only disappointment, in a sense, is at the national meet, the team as a whole ran well, but the gal that was our number one runner at the regional meet ended up spraining her ankle and going down and wasn't able to finish. And then another one who had probably was our most improved one from the beginning of the season to the end just was sick that week. So those two people not being what they were for us at the regional meet 2 weeks earlier kind of kept us from being quite as good as we had hoped. But it, on the season as a whole, was really, really good. And the guys' team, honestly, back in August, I told my wife this might be the year that we're not very good on the men's side. And so the guys ended up sneaking into the national meet with one of the last at-large spots and represented themselves well when they were there. And Nick Abdallah ended up being an All-American. And so, yeah, we were very pleased with that season on both sides, because they were very – men's team and women's team were very different teams in terms of maybe what the expectation was coming in, but both did well.
And I take it you're going to see a lot. You got some underclassmen. You're going to see a lot of those kids back once again for the next fall season next year, won't you?
Yeah. Now you have to be careful with some of our eligibility set. You know, we on the women's side, we might have some people that are listed as juniors who are actually in their fourth year of school. And we have such a strong biology and health science program here at UNK that on my women's distance crew, there are a lot of them that are going on to professional schooling of some sort, you know, dental school or medical school or, you know, PA, PT school, whichever it is. That makes up a big chunk of my team. So oftentimes I'll just lose those athletes after 4 years, even if, you know, okay, they were injured at one point, redshirted, and they actually have a year of eligibility left, but they end up moving on. So it's kind of a It's hard to know from 1 year to the next. You look at our juniors and seniors, and most of them are back, but there's a few that maybe aren't. But yeah, both teams definitely have a core coming back next year that are really good. Our men's team was very young. There are guys who were not running for us at the end of the season. They were maybe our eighth, ninth, tenth guys who might pass some of the guys who did run at nationals for us if they make a big improvement from year one to, or actually a normal improvement from year one to year two.
And a lot of those kids, if not all of them, are in track and field, indoor and outdoor season as well, aren't they?
Yeah. Everyone on the cross team is on the track team. So, yeah, we've made that transition, had one meet in December that's very field event oriented because that cross team had just finished their season and, Thanksgiving week was kind of their recovery week. And then they turn around and enter a pretty heavy training phase from the beginning of December until right now, basically. And so the meet that we host in December is much more for the field eventers, sprinters, hurdlers, people that have been training all fall who haven't gotten to compete. And so we walked away from that with a men's high jumper with Nolan Studley, who's going to qualify for nationals, I'm sure, with what he did. And then a couple others with Brianna Russell on the high jump and Lily Novacek in the weight throw who put marks up that by the end of the year will at least be on the bubble, if not marks that would qualify them.
Of course, Brianna, the former Southern Valley High School grad, had a great high school career, and she's had a great college career too, hadn't she, Coach?
Yeah, had, you know, freshman year, just improved by leaps and bounds as the year went along. If you looked at the Brianna from December of her freshman year compared to May, how much improvement she made was really incredible. Had a great sophomore year. And then a year ago at this time was really struggling. It wasn't going well. It was hard to identify exactly why and everything. And that's really, really neat to see how it's kind of come full circle back to, you know, I walked in, you know, I kind of hadn't seen her all fall. And when I walked into the indoor track it was maybe mid November and really actually saw her jump for the first time. It was like, oh, that's great. You're going to have a good senior year. So she's off to a really good start.
Yeah. And fourth on the school history charts at 5'8", that's fourth overall, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. And like I said, she's going to do a good job as time goes by. You know, there are certain events that as time goes by, those events just get better. Someone in the mile, let's say, it's so hard to compare them to 30 years ago, because facilities are different, shoes are different. There's all, you know, so yeah, records get broken, but you don't want to diminish what those people did in years past, because the scenario is different. It's incredible how the women's high jump doesn't change that much. So you look at the women's high jump 30 years ago and now, and the marks are very similar. So to be fourth on that list, that means, you know, it's an apples to apples comparison. You know, you, when you're comparing to someone from 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it's the same thing. And so to be on fourth on that list is pretty good.
Coach, I know your men's roster, you got invaded by Chase County. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Easton Freeze comes over at transfers, and Thomas Reeves and Tristan Jablonski and Cole Clevenger. Holy smokes, all four and who are really valuable guys for Coach Zuguver at Imperial, and they're on your roster this year.
Yeah. You know, coaching in Ogallala for a few years before I came here, one thing I learned in that time is that Imperial kids are pretty tough. And then right away, my first year here, my first All-American was Michelle May, who, I don't know, you could probably flip a coin on who's tougher, her, you know, her as an All-American distance runner or her husband as an All-American wrestler. Just right away, I knew that I could expect toughness from her. And so I don't actually, you know, where we haven't gotten to compete a lot yet, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out for these guys. Easton dealt with a little bit. He tweaked a hamstring right before we had that first meet in December. So it looked great all fall. Now he's kind of more in this rehab mode. Cole jumped really well, but his coach was, I think, teaching him a lesson at the first meet in terms of, I'm not going to make adjustments that don't benefit you just to get you on the board. And I think Cole understood that. And so he was jumping really well, just wasn't getting on the board. I think he scratched all three jumps that day, but long term, it's what he needed to do. And so, those guys are, it's neat having a crew like that, where you can, you know, talk about common people, you know, ask about Zugi, or ask you if you ever went to Pat McNair's FCA meetings or those sorts of things.
I know Lakin Winsink from Dundee County Stratton's a freshman on your squad, had a tremendous senior season and the sprints, and we'll see how he kind of works in over the next couple of years for you.
Yeah, Lakin literally has just joined our team because he's in the National Guard. So when anybody's doing military-related stuff, you know, they go to basic training as soon as they get out of high school, but they don't wrap things up until the middle of September. So they end up not going to school in the fall. So yesterday was his first day of college classes. You can tell he's been in the military because, you know, yes, sir, understood, sir, you know, all that sorts of thing. But, man, you look at I was talking with I know one of their throwers is going to Grand Valley State. So I was talking to the Grand Valley head coach at the national meet in cross country, and we were talking about that program. And I said, yeah, they have like 12 kids out for track, but 8 of them are college athletes. And so it's the per capita quality athlete at Dundee County is pretty incredible right now, honestly. And so, Lakin, you can tell already he's going to be a hard worker and all that. And he'll respond well to responds. What he's very coachable too, you know? And so, and that's literally in just a few days. You can notice that. I don't coach him directly. He's working with Coach Blackwood, but he's going to do a good job.
I know Owen Capps over Bertrand. He's another kind of area guy, Bertrand High School. And he's gone battled, I think, some injuries the last couple of years, he's still vaulting for you, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, and things I think are going better for him. The last part of last year with his shoulder, it honestly was kind of one of those, okay, is Owen going to be able to keep doing this or not? I think things are a lot better in that regard now. They're cleaning some things up in terms of on the runway, what he's doing. And, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But, again, that's kind of one of those, like I referred to with Brianna earlier, when you see someone struggling, it's nice to see it turn around and start trending in the right direction.
As a whole, you've got some strong, your men's team and your ladies team, both are going to be strong. They're going to compete for conference honors right up there, indoor and when it comes to the outdoor season as well.
Yeah, you know, if you looked at our women's team last year versus our men's team, you know, indoors, we kind of got knocked around. We were young. I felt like that football or basketball coach talking about how we have a young team, and you just hope that that's not code for we're not very good, you know. And you saw so much improvement from indoor to outdoor, and we had people in finals of almost every event on the track. It just, we were getting a lot of sevenths and eighths, so a point here, 2 points there, that sort of thing. But in the MIAA conference, I don't think people always fully real. We definitely notice difference when we recruit students who are from Kansas. Wow, they know what the MIAA is, and they know what it's all about, and they know it's comparable to maybe a mid or lower tier Division I conference. It's the real deal. And so to get people in the finals, even though we weren't scoring tons of points, that's good, especially when they're young. And so the men's team definitely is young. It's probably the biggest team we've ever had. And so it's just going to be a dogfight amongst the team to see who gets spots to go to the conference meet for us and everything. The women's side was smaller crew. We weren't scoring in as many places, but where we were scoring big points. So the women's team was actually doing better at the conference meet, but it was with less people scoring. And so I would say it's probably going to be similar to that this year. We've got some good freshmen who come in, but we had some others who moved on, and we just need our big hitters to be big hitters.
I know Kendall Flaming on the women's side there from Wallace High School. She's been there in a couple of years in the hurdles, and I'm sure you're seeing progress from her each and every year, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, Kendall's just got to, she can sprint. She's just got to hurdle while sprinting now, you know, and sometimes that's hard for high school hurdlers, you know, because when they're younger, they just don't have the strength to do that. So as they're going through the developmental process of hurdling, it's almost like they break the running and then the hurdling are two separate things within the race. You do the one and then you do the other, you know, you run and then you hurdle, you run and then you hurdle, you know, and you do that multiple times throughout just a 15-second race. And so she's fast enough to be, in terms of pure foot speed, to be a pretty good hurdler. It's just still that process for her of hurdling while sprinting, not just separating the sprinting from the hurdling, if that makes sense.
You've got the Lincoln meet coming up this coming weekend, or will you have a lot of kids compete in this?
Yeah, we'll have quite a few compete. You know, if you have some people coming off of injuries or illness, I mean, we had more people sick in the last month than I can remember in a long time. I just, amongst the distance crew alone, I remember the Monday of finals week, I had 8 people who couldn't run that day because they were sick. And thankfully, that didn't happen towards the tail end of the cross country season. So I guess the timing of it is better. But so we do have some people out. You know, I mentioned Easton earlier, working his way back from the hamstring thing, so he won't be competing for a little bit. But yeah, we have quite a few people who will compete this weekend. And on the track, it's not always. Sometimes it's off events. So you know, you start off the year not kind of actually for the first meet or two, you might not run what is actually your strongest event, because we're doing this till May. So we have a long time to do that. In the field events, the reason you have the December meet is because you're usually better at that meet than you are in mid to late January, because it's a little rust to knock off, technically speaking. No matter how hard you worked over break, you went home, got in your high school weight room, you know, whatever it took to work out, you might have done the best job in the world of that, and you still come back and you're technically rusty. So you don't have crazy expectations for this first weekend. Although I would say, historically speaking, if the weather's nice over break, which it obviously was, and if Christmas Day actually falls during the first week of break and not the second week of break, the earlier Christmas falls in the break, the more bored they get at home by the end of break, and the upperclassmen get back here and they get to working out. And that's not just our team. That's just, I've just seen this over the years, this first meet of the year. Weather and when Christmas Day was have an impact on how quality the meat, that first meat is. And so those two things would indicate it should be a pretty good meet this weekend. So hopefully we're part of that.
And of course, you get a chance to host one indoor meet with the Charlie Foster Classic coming up here at the end of the month, which is always cool to have at your place.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, where we have a smaller venue, our home indoor meets are on the smaller side, but that's okay with us because that's usually coming off of a week where we've traveled or a week where we had a little bit longer drive or the week we were at a bigger meet. It's nice to, you know, we'll have those Friday evening home meets that might start at 3:00 and be done by 7:30. And so we get good marks, especially with our field event people at home, but it's also a little bit of a respite for us between trips is usually how that plays out.